The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, We Always Have to Try to Adjust to New Circumstances, in New Jersey, USA, on June 21st and 23rd, 1992.
Consider all the Buddhas, all the saints, in the three times, past, present, and future. They don't say anything much. We are just nothing. Don't let your brain cheat you of your humility and your merit. Don't sell your practice in merit and blessing so cheap. Even if we do something good in this life, consider how many bad things we have done in the past lives. It's not even enough to make up for it. We destroy many things who have been destructive. That's why we are still here. And we struggle in this life. If you look at your present, you know what the past is. And if we don't do something constructive in this life, you will see what the present will bring. So whatever we do is actually for us. Only the fool will talk to other people about what they do or advertise their work. I do not always like to interfere in different centers' work because I want you to grow, and be independent and judge things out of your own wisdom and learn by mistakes sometimes. Sometimes I say things to you just because I want you to improve and to know what's a better way to do. There is still much love in it.
When we read our magazines, even I enjoy it because many things I don't know. Many experiences you share on the magazines, it's also the first time I see. I say, my God, it's very interesting, huh? Yes, very interesting. Our magazine, huh? The most interesting magazine in the world, I could say. Yeah. Because it's full of wonderful stories, yeah? Full of fairy tales, which is the truth, which is a true story. And so beautiful, and so truth, and so touching, yeah? That sometimes you read and you shed tears. I see the way they write and how sincere they are and how much love they have for me and for the practice and for each other. And I shed tears also. And it's very interesting and very wonderful, very nourishing, very sustaining and very supporting for our spiritual progress and for our life and for everything that we need. And I could say it's the most interesting, most useful magazine. I read many other magazines too, before and now sometimes. But I have even other spiritual magazines also. Yes, yes. Many famous spiritual magazines in the world. I read them also from time to time. If something is nice, I would like to read too. I would say our magazines full of interesting things. And all true story. That's why it's touching. And I feel so good that we have such magazine. It helps us. It helps people, huh? Yes. Sometimes even when I read these stories, the sincere, true story of the disciples, it also helped me. You understand? To encourage me to go on. I suppose it would help you also. Hmm? It does? Hmm.
Master, when that magazine arrives, I take it from the mailbox and I say, oh, here's another one. Sit down and I just read it.
Right away. Oh, yeah?
I'm so happy that.
Yes?
Uh-huh. I
can
look at the picture.
Yeah, just see what's going on, right? That's good. And they improve. They improve. Yeah. It's improved a lot with times, yes. Therefore, I'm glad that it's better now. I mean, the same stories, they make it more interesting. Okay, good night, huh? Very easy to get misunderstanding. This is your own illusion, your own thinking, that you think you are such and such, that you have to go through such and such tests. It's not true. In that case, you see how clearly it is not a test at all, except that because we are many people and we came sometimes different times and different background, different levels, it's difficult to deal with individually. And everybody wants individual attention. At the same time, and all the time, because they have all the reasons in the world to think so. You don't know I'm the most serious practitioners and the most sincere, you know, longing for initiation. You know how long I wait for this. Yes, 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 you have all the reasons. That I understand. And each one is unique in his or her own way to think that she is special. And he's special. That's for sure. We are special. Otherwise, it would be too boring if each one is the same. Men and women look alike, or everyone is the same personality. Probably that's the reason why we came here in the first place, to this earth. Because it's boring in Nirvana when everyone is the same level, everyone looks the same, and everyone is, you know, similar. Yes. So I don't know why you came here in the first place, but I guess that's what it is. Anyhow, just to show you how easy we misunderstand each other because of our own way of thinking and because the world is so complicated that we are so used to it that anything simple we cannot easily accept or understand right away, right? It's so like that. It's like that. So after we have practiced somehow in this path for a long while, we begin to understand
if we sincerely longing for the understanding. Otherwise, you could be here 100 years and you're just the same. If you don't want to try to change and don't want to get hold of the new income of wisdom and spend it. Understand? Just like some person, he's blind, if you give him $100,000, tell him 100 times, he doesn't understand, he didn't see anything. Yeah? And so he remained the way he is, poor and miserable. So we have to always try to adjust to new circumstances because of something greater than our personal discomfort. And that we always have to sacrifice. So that's the way you have to put up with the world. What do you think? Because of this position, because of my job, I have to go through many things that you cannot imagine. It's a big deal for me. Because I love quietness since I was a child, and I always afraid people looking at me. I don't like crowd. When I was in India even, when I was the time of discipleship, you know, I always avoid crowd. I went everywhere and see people and masters and all that. I always avoid crowd. Because I just don't like it. I just don't feel good. You know, I'm shy in nature. I cannot believe all the lectures that I talked and all the people that I have seen and all the human beings that I've chatted with. I can't believe it. I never have done it. Otherwise, you understand? If I wasn't forced to do, and if it hasn't been for the true benefit that all you people get, all the good experiences, you tell me, all the changes, great changes in your life, all the happiness that you got, I would never be able to go on. So be careful where you go, what you talk, and whom you look at, and how you criticize people, because that just signifies your low level, nothing else, and even better not to talk about it, so people don't know what kind of level you are. If you talk about it, people know. If you don't, it's at least only you know. If you complain, that is a sign of low level. And when it is not really a matter of a big deal, you understand? Because everywhere you go, you will encounter difficulty. If we are happy inside, yeah, we can put up with many things. And you know, I don't get donation from you, I don't take and demand anything. So whatever I have for my paintings or whatever left over from books, we do it. So we don't want to bother you, understand? So, but I think we have already best facility. You have to climb the mountain and cross the river in dangerous season sometime because you heard there's a master over there, or supposed to be a master, or maybe a master. And you walk miles in snowing weather and cold weather when your feet get wet and swollen and cold and you have no shoes to change because you cannot take too many things with you. I told you when I was in Himalaya, I have only 2 pair of pajamas. One pullover, which I gave away later because too heavy. And one sleeping bag, army style. That's all there is. And I told you I give away one thing after another, the higher I go. And the longer the strike, the less things I can afford to carry. And I eat the food that is the poorest people in India would eat, because I didn't have that much money with me. And I want my money to last longer, until I'm satisfied with enlightenment or whatever master I find. Understand? And sometimes I dare not buy expensive food even. I just eat the cheapest thing that I can get, so I can last longer and without depending on people. I ask for no one. So I walk and I sit on the third class or fourth class, whatever, yeah, if I want to go somewhere. Because it was spirituality that I want, not comfort. So whatever inconvenience you have in any centers at all, from our center, is nothing. Huh? Please bear with it and grow up from obstacles and difficulty. Yeah. These things help us to develop our patience, understanding, loving, and accepting. Yeah, we're not here forever. Most of you are already over 30s. You would believe until 60 or 70. I was alone, a very lonely, small woman in India. I walk all over. Yes. And you can imagine how much hardship I have to go through But I didn't think it was a hardship, because I was blind for the light of God. I think of nothing. I think of nothing of discomfort. So I didn't think it was a hardship, you know. But it's no problem, you find a way. Really, we can adapt to everything. So inconvenience we shall have everywhere we go, and be prepared for it. So, and when you come to any of our centers, bear in mind what you want, and disregard these small things should it happen. In any crowded place, it's unavoidable. It's not home. Yes, we don't force you to come, but we cannot promise heaven here, when you don't have heaven inside. Understand now? These are very small matter, but from the small matter, we can understand our level. Because if we couldn't tolerate the small matter, how can we tolerate the bigger? Is that right? The child eat milk first, drink milk first, and eat the slowly solid food. Must, yes, before he can get used to with rice and, you know, original potatoes and all other more hard to digest food, right? So we should learn to digest our spiritual achievement one by one. Yes. It's no need to ask me for big enlightenment when you couldn't digest small enlightenment. Yeah? So we have to go slowly. The child cannot be given highly nutritious food when he could only digest milk. Understand? And the mother knows what to give him. We eat tofu at the high nutritious, gluten, yes. But we cannot give it to the child when he was born, just born a few months. Yeah, understand? So in the same way, we have to learn by ourselves. And we have to digest what we get in order to get more. If we cannot digest it already, we don't have more. We don't have more. If you have already indigestion problem, and you go to the doctor, and you don't take the medicine, and you don't cure yourself, well, your doctor cannot give you anything more, because the more he gives you, the more you get indigestion. And you make trouble for yourself. Is that not so? Yes, the same thing. Yeah. So do not expect much from the teacher when you yourself cannot digest much. So from these small things, we can judge our own level and behave and try to go over it. Because it's all in the mind. Whether we choose to go beyond it, or we choose to stay there and stamp our feet like a child and get all the attention that we can we can get hold of. This is no good for us. Many things get misunderstood very easily. Very easily. Sometimes people give us the best thing with best intention, and because of our dark, clouded mind, we take it as bad. Yes. Therefore, it is not that we are not given heaven, it's just that we don't know how to do with heaven sometimes. Understand? Therefore, your level is up to you. Your level is up to your thinking, up to your understanding, up to your accepting, your greatness. If you are too small, even we give you great things you cannot carry, no? Yes. If someone looks through the window only, small window, doesn't matter how great the panorama outside, he can only see a little bit. Understand? Yes. So anyhow, now you know, the level is up to us really. That's why the Buddha say, rely on yourself. Light your own torch. Not because he say we don't need a master, but we have to cooperate also, right? The most thing is depending on us. Even though only 1%, but that's very important, because it's very individual. If we cannot get over our pride, our stubbornness, and our narrow thinking, we cannot get beyond where we are. And that is up to us to check ourselves, to remind us what to do. Yeah? That is the way it is. That's why the way is completely ours. Very individual, very easy, but very difficult. Because we cannot go over ourselves. We cannot go beyond what we think. That's the trouble. So try to be careful on this point and lead yourself upward.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in on Monday for part 2 of We Always Have to Try to Adjust to New Circumstances. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your days be beautiful and joyous.